Here's a thought I'll title, The Right Amount of Difference. This is a topic that is particularly important for project-oriented photography, because one of the primary challenges with project-oriented photography is to avoid the deadly appearance of repetition. It's a delicate balance, because the images need to be close enough that they're viewed as a unified body of work, that they go together otherwise. But yet, if they're so close as to become repetitious, then we run the risk of boring our audience, and they won't be very impressed with it. So the trick is to find just the right amount of difference. There are a couple of pragmatic ways to do this. And certainly part of my creative process with project-oriented photography is to keep looking for new ways to find that balance. Because finding that balance is one of the greatest challenges in editing and sequencing a project. But here's a few ideas. Think in terms of changing the perspective. Get closer to your subject. Get farther away. Photograph it from above your head. Photograph it from ground level. Photograph it from the left, from the right, from a reverse angle. Change the number of items in the composition. If it starts off being a project that's one thing, try making multiple things. If it's a project that starts off with a big scene, like a forest with lots and lots of trees, maybe work in the opposite direction and zero in on one tree. Change focal lengths, wide-angle lenses, long telephoto lenses. Really close macro work. Most of this has to do with changing the geometric relationship with the subject, or the relationship between the subject and the camera. Once you have that, then you can go into your processing software and develop a style or an aesthetic that fits the project. Maybe they're going to be high-key images or low-key images or high contrast, color, black and white, toned, soft focus, vignetted, etc. That part's relatively easy to accomplish, might be difficult to decide what the right aesthetic is going to be for your project, but accomplishing it is pretty easy, particularly because you can do things like presets, and then just take a given stylistic treatment of an image and apply it over all of them. That's easy enough to do back at home in the studio so that you unify the body of work from an aesthetic point of view. But out in the field, that's where the key is going to happen that allows you to build in the right amount of difference between all the images you have to choose from. And that's something that requires conscious work in the field. So in some regards, knowing that you're going to be building a 6-image or a 10-image or a 12-image project out of this. However you manage to accomplish it, getting the right amount of difference that allows each image to add something to the project, that's the key. And as a matter of fact, that's one of the criteria that I use for editing a project, is if I get rid of an image and the project is not diminished, then I ought to get rid of it. If I get rid of an image and the project is diminished, then the image needs to stay. The key is to have lots of flexibility, lots of images to choose from as you start editing and sequencing and narrowing down the project to the tight group of images that don't repeat but go together. And that's primarily going to be accomplished in the field with the variety of ways you choose to photograph the main subject.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.